見つまれてね、もうもまえ、もうもま、
つまれてね、
もうもまえ、
もうもま、
見つまれてね、もうもまえ、もうもま、もうもまえ、
もうもま、
見つまれてね、もうもまえ、もうもま、
もうもま
え、見つまれてね、もうもまえ、もうもま。
Of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And what we're doing tonight is we're having a show devoted to the miniseries Punk, which is on the Epix channel. Now, it was kind of hard to find, and in fact, I had to wait until I got a free trial to actually see it. It's noteworthy for a number of things. It kind of looks at Punk a little differently. It looks at the its implications for art. Now, and also it has some unique interviews with Johnny Rotten and many others, and of course a lot of people are no longer with us, like most of the Ramones except for Marky, and I think he's not even a founding member, and of course many other luminaries from the bands that have passed. But what was interesting is that one song that a couple of people who were interviewed said that was really influenced them in the very early days of punk was this Kinks song, You Really Got Me. And so we're going to start off the show with that. So, I mean, just a quick overview, the series is a four-parter, starts with the early punk, it goes into the American section and works in the British section, the London punk with, like, Sex Pistols and The Clash, and then it more goes into hardcore and a lot of the stuff from, like, Black Flag and Minor Threat, and then it goes into kind of like a modern, how punk returned and what it means for in the future. And so we're going to start off here with the Kinks, You Really Got Me, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I've been trying. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. You're going to church? I bet you will I be a lonely mama looking back to do to our search. I keep on. Well, listen, when I tell you, got no time for fits. Cause I just got to make it, can't afford to miss. If there's one reason, I'm telling you this. I feel bad, bad, bad. And I'm a-looking for a kiss. Well, I'm a-looking for a real hot kiss. Come on, kiss me. I'm a looking for a kiss. When everyone's going to your house to shoot up in your room, most of them are beautiful, but so obsessed with gloom. I ain't gonna be here when they all get home. They're always looking at me, they won't leave me alone. I didn't come here looking for no fix. I know I've been howling on streets all night long, baby. Just a looking for a kiss. Just looking for a kiss.
All right, yes. New York Dolls with Looking for a Kiss from the Rock and Roll compilation. Before that, The Stooges with I Want to Be Your Dog, a classic, and from their self-titled debut. Before that, it was MC5 with Kick Out the Jams. Did I edit out that first part? Because it has a bad word in it. I think I did a pretty good job of editing it out, but if I didn't get it, let me know. That was from the Big Bang Collection. We started things off with The Kinks. You Really Got Me from one of their best of compilations. And the reason that song is in there here on this tribute to punk is that the guitar is just really a lot of that old 60s like Britpop stuff that was sort of like edgy and garagey, and it was sort of like one of the progenitors of punk, really. I think that some of those guitars, you can find it in some old Yardbirds records, maybe Cream as well. It was kind of like it had a different feel, a different vibe to it, a little more edgy. And so that was a cause of inspiration for many of the punk rock artists that started making music in the 70s. And of course, MC5 and the Stooges and the New York Dolls, this holy trinity of artists that are known as the main sources of inspiration for a lot of the punk artists, including the Ramones. We're going to hear from them later. But what we're going to do right now is, so this is a show inspired by the punk miniseries on the Epics channel. And I'm such a cheap bastard that I couldn't actually, I didn't actually pay for it. I waited until there was a free preview. And so so I watched all four episodes in the 2 weeks I was allotted to have this channel for free. And one of the artists that was featured prominently in this first episode was Wayne Jane County. Talk about punk. I mean, you're challenging everything, all norms, when you're a transgender punk rock artist in the late to, or mid to late 70s, and that's so crazy. And you know, the threats and violence he must have had to have dealt with, or she had to have dealt with back then, I can't even imagine it. And she kind of spoke about that during the show a little bit, not in any great detail, but just an allusion or a reference to it. That's all that was really required. We're going to hit this track from her, Stick It In Me, from the At The Trucks record, 1,000 Points Of Light, WMFO.
This next song, this next little ditty that we all are going to do for you now, it's the story of my life. And it's called Stick It In Me. I'm a whorehouse inspector, a VD inspector, dirty needle collector. Stick it in me. I'm the queen of the truck. If you won't suck, and if you're in luck, you can stick it in me.
I know I don't know why.
by the Sex Pistols with Pretty Vacant, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. And this is our tribute show to the punk miniseries. I know it was on, it's been out there a while, but I'm too cheap to pay for the Epix channel. I had to wait for the free preview. So I know it was several months late, but if you've seen it and you like the music, you'll appreciate this set list that I put together here. Before that, we had Blondie with One Way or Another from Parallel Lines. Ramones prior to that with Judy's a Punk from their debut, self-titled debut. And it was Wayne Jane County and the Backstreet Boys. Not the Backstreet Boys that you know, the 90s, the late 90s pop group, but some other Backstreet Boys. We've given the name of that song, which is Stick It In Me. They should be like the Backdoor Boys, if you ask me. But anyway, from the record At the Trucks, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so this miniseries that I watched, by the way, Johnny Rotten is in the miniseries. He's interviewed, and he spends a lot of time talking about various things. And he looks so fat. He is so huge. He's kind of like Fat Bastard from the, you know, from the Austin Powers, Mike Myers movies. And he really looks like that. He just looks like he has had air blown into his skin, and he's just kind of like, you know, bigger. It's incredible. But what is very moving about what he said in a lot of his interviews, well, a lot of it was just, you know, him recollecting, but he had one moving moment where he was thinking about Sid Vicious and how he had died, and, you know, he kind of blames himself for his death a little bit. He said he never would have, Sid would never have gotten with a girl, Nancy Spungen, never, unless he had not introduced them. So in other words, Johnny Rotten introduced Sid Vicious to Nancy Spungen, and they got together, and the rest is history, the drug use and the alleged murdering and the untimely deaths of both of them. But, you know, he kind of blames himself for that because he was the one who introduced them. So that was kind of a heavy moment, and I'd never heard anything like that from him before. So that was pretty astonishing, really. Johnny Rotten's pretty old in his own right. He's in his 60s, his grandfather as well. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Up next, it's this track from The Damned called So Messed Up from Damn, 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 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
1, 2, 3, oh, she's so
messed up. She don't even fall. Oh, but she's so messed up. She has no fun at all. And she's a sad case of hit and run. I'll be the lie. We'll grab a fucker on mine. Oh, yeah, her face is such a mess. The best thing she can do is die. But you're now so messed up. Oh, well, she's so messed up. Oh, yes, she's so messed up. We'll be right back.
points of light, WMFO, and that's The Slits with Vindictive, which is a song featured in the miniseries Punk on the Epics channel, which was produced by John Varvatos, who I think is a fashion designer, and Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop featured prominently in the first episode, as well as many others like Marky Ramone, Wayne County, Sylvain Sylvain, the only surviving... Oh, no, I guess they could have had David Johansen, but I guess he was unavailable. Wayne Kramer from MC5 was featured in it as well. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so this is our tribute to this great... This is a really pretty cool miniseries, we'll call it, featured in Punk. And I was amazed at how much time they spent on the third episode, which was about like hardcore, which is where kind of how the name hardcore came about, and also what it really means. And it was also kind of like the almost like the epitaph for punk, or for punk at the time, which was obviously it still survived, but it didn't really survive in the same form. It kind of got really violent. It was infiltrated by like Nazi skinheads, and it kind of got really sort of hardcore. So I think that it was sort of interesting to kind of see that, because I don't think that a lot of people know about that. Certainly, if you weren't alive during that era, you had no way to know, including me. So that was kind of cool to kind of see that. Really, it was like the black. It was not to say that Black Flag was the one that sort of presided over the death of punk. It was more kind of like, you know, they were kind of one of the strongest voice in that era, and so I wanted to definitely mention that. And then I want to also play this next song from The Runaways. Now, Joan Jett was also in the documentary as well, and so we're going to hear from her first band. Before she was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, she was part of The Runaways. It was actually a subject of a pretty cool movie with her, and Cherry Bomb is the name of the song you're probably thinking of. And this track is called Wasted. We're going to hear that right now from Joan Jett, Bad Reputation, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. but soon. Root from some cartoon. Things will be different there. The sun will rise for me. Then I'll be 10 feet tall, and you'll be nothing at all. I got my time machine. I got my electronic dream. Time to do so. Ain't no loser.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Bad Brains with Pay to Come from the Bad Brains. I guess that was their self-titled debut, I think it was. Before that, Minor Threat, so two DC bands, two DC punk bands back-to-back, Ian MacKay's Minor Threat, Screaming at a Wall from their first two 7-inches collection. Prior to that, the Dead Boys with Sonic Reducer from Young, Loud, and Snotty. And we started things off with the Runaways, Wasted. That was from a record that was... It was kind of like Joan Jett's greatest hits almost, so it had the Runaway stuff on it as well. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and so this is our show. It's kind of like our own soundtrack to the punk miniseries on the Epics channel. Excuse me. And so what that means is that while I was watching it, I was keeping a good score in terms of what songs they were playing, what songs they were featuring heavily, and what songs they were emphasizing. So we're going to hear some of the big hits and some of the songs that are not quite as well known. So it's a pretty good mix of those. So anyway, let's move on. So up next, one, as you might imagine, something that is a big deal in the history of punk is not just Ian MacKay, but also Henry Rollins. So he was like So he was Ian MacKaye's roadie when he was when Ian MacKaye started his first band called the Teen Idols. For some reason, they drove across country from D.C. to like I think it was like L.A. or something to play a show. They were like 18 years old, all of them. Henry Rollins was the roadie, and they drove all the way back. So I mean, it's kind of like you know, no punk band really made their way without putting in like a ridiculous amount of hours for. In terms of touring, hours in the bus, in the van, or whatever. And then, of course, Henry Rollins started SOA, State of Alert, which they didn't actually talk about in the punk miniseries because it can't have everything. And then he was recruited after State of SOA broke up. He was recruited to join Black Flag and be their third lead singer after Keith Morris and Ron something. I can't remember his last name. Anyway, so we're going to hear, right now, we're going to hear Black Flag with Rise Above, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's